Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Houser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Houser scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball towards left. Killebrew settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Killebrew. Held moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Grant trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Hauser moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive towards first. Allison reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Hall reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Indians. Jerry Walker now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to second. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Allen scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Post pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Zoilo Veral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veral is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Veral takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano scoops up the ball and tags Rowland for the out. Veral moves to second. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Held out. One out. Larry Brown pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Houser hits a pop-up towards short. Veral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. the Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davalillo is called out on strikes. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. Alves strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.